This is a reading of the document titled Primary Source Analysis, General Gordon Granger's General Order No. 3. It is a group activity and is part of the Reconstruction, the Civil War Ends and Reconstruction Begins lesson in the Reconstruction Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This activity has three sections. They are instructions, the primary source text, and analysis questions. There are four total analysis questions for you to complete. Instructions. With a partner, examine the primary source excerpts below and answer the questions that follow. Read General Gordon Granger's General Order No. 3. Quote, "The people of Texas are informed that, in accordance with a proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor. The freedmen are advised to remain quietly at their present homes and work for wages. They are informed that they will not be allowed to collect at military posts and that they will not be supported in idleness, either there or elsewhere." End quote. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this activity. If you are providing written answers to them, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Question 1. What was the purpose of this speech? Repeating question 1. What was the purpose of this speech? Question 2. What was General Granger's overall tone in this speech? Repeating question 2. What was General Granger's overall tone in this speech? Question 3. Based on this excerpt, what does General Granger recommend to the newly freed people? Repeating question 3. Based on this excerpt, what does General Granger recommend to the newly freed people? Question 4. What can you infer about Granger's warning to the freedmen about idleness? Repeating question 4. What can you infer about Granger's warning to the freedmen about idleness? This concludes the activity, Primary Source Analysis, General Gordon Granger's General Order No. 3.